This is Pamela Banos speaking as part of the Hidden Truths Project, and you are listening to commentary related to the Catholic Cemetery Historical Marker, located in Lincoln Park at North Avenue between Dearborn and State Streets. You are standing across the street from the first land acquired in this area for Catholic burial grounds. In 1845, Bishop William J. Quarter received this land from William B. Ogden as an annex to Ogden's property. William Ogden was Chicago's first mayor in 1837. It is said that Ogden later donated this parcel to the Catholic Church. The cemetery map of this area, which can be seen on the Hidden Truths website within the Catholic Cemetery section, covered the block bounded by today's North Avenue, south to Burton Place, and from Dearborn Street, east to State Street. The cemetery map is also signed by Probate Justice Mollen D. Ogden, the brother of William Ogden, who is best known today as the man whose home remains standing in the wake of the Chicago fire. His homestead was on the location of today's Newbury Library on West Walton Street between Dearborn and Clark Streets. This original Catholic burial ground soon became the northwest quadrant of the Catholic Church-owned land as Bishop Quarter acquired the surrounding area encompassing the grounds from North Avenue south to Schiller Street and from Dearborn Street east to the lakeshore, today's Astor Street. Bishop Quarter died in 1848, leaving the east half of the grounds to the Sisters of Mercy, who came to Chicago from Pittsburgh and established the University of St. Mary of the Lakes, Chicago's first school of higher education. It doesn't appear that the university ever occupied these grounds. The early university campus was located between Wabash Avenue and State Street and Chicago Avenue south to Superior Street, the site of today's Holy Name Cathedral. According to a document in the Archdiocese of Chicago's Joseph Cardinal Bernardin Archives and Records Center, the land was acquired by Bishop William Quarter for $853. 4 years later, after the bishop's death, the land was sold to the Sisters of Mercy for $100. In 1856, Bishop Anthony O'Regan bought the land back from the sisters for $1. During all these real estate transactions, the grounds were used as part of the Catholic cemetery. The land transactions, without their dollar value, appear in the Chicago Title and Trust Company's Antifire Track books and are viewable on the Hidden Truths website within the Mapping the Cemetery section. With the 1860 opening of Calvary Cemetery, located on the lakeshore on the southern boundary of the town of Evanston, the Chicago Catholics had another option for the burial of their dead. Some disinterments may have occurred from the Catholic cemetery near Lincoln Park at that time, but since that cemetery was privately owned, there was no official published record of that activity. In March of 1866, Chicago's Common Council passed an ordinance forbidding burials in all the cemeteries near Lincoln Park: the City Cemetery, the Potter's Field, the Jewish Cemetery, and the Catholic Cemetery. In 1869, as part of a Lincoln Park expansion plan, the Lakeshore Drive was constructed to connect the park to Pine Street, which today we know as Michigan Avenue. In order to properly build out the lakeshore and lay the road, the Lincoln Park commissioners needed access rights through the Catholic-owned grounds. The Catholic bishop at that time and the Lincoln Park commissioners were engaged in an ongoing legal battle over this process. In the end, the bishop won the riparian rights to the land extending into the lake and several years later profited by the extension of the ownership of new land from Astor Street to Lakeshore Drive. When the Great Chicago Fire of October 1871 reached these grounds, eyewitness accounts attest to the cemeteries being intact, then the gravestones becoming marred and destroyed by the flames. Many grave markers were made of wood. The Chicago Fire hastened the process of replacing all the cemetery grounds near Lincoln Park. In the Catholic cemetery's case, the grounds were converted to residential property. On December 8, 1872, the Chicago Tribune wrote this: "The improvement for residence purposes of the Catholic cemetery, some 30 acres lying east of Dearborn Street, south of Lincoln Park, is assured. Right of way is given for State Street, and the whole magnificent tract will be laid out and platted in another year and put upon the market. Bishop Foley has refused large speculative offers for this splendid property in bulk and will control it for the best class of residence development in keeping with the quarter of the city to which it is to become so considerable an addition. 4 years later, on August 15, 1876, the same newspaper, in an editorial titled "Sad Scenes in a Cemetery," wrote this: "The old Catholic cemetery on Dearborn Street, just south of North Avenue, has become one of the most interesting, and to nervous people, one of the most disgusting localities in town. A project for cutting it up into building lots has induced the removal of bodies interred therein, but with a degree of recklessness almost criminal in its disrespect of the dead, the laborers employed in the exhumations have scattered the remains of the late lamented all through the field. No attention has been paid to the filling in of graves, and great gaping holes fringed with bones and decorated with rosaries yawn beneath the feet of the passerby. Relics of poor mortality abound on every side, and skulls, masses of hair, and the bleaching remnants of the dear departed lie scattered through the grass, without a friendly hand to turn them back to the longing worm and the idle grave. It is not an uncommon sight, that of children marching off with the pale reminiscence of a defunct limb, and not long ago, two youths engaged in combat, each armed with a relic of an arm. Pieces of coffins lie around loose and commingle their dust with the rattling beads and various other emblems of faith, consecration, and death. No effort has been made to gather up this debris. Where the body is exhumed, the major part is hurried into a cart, and the rest left to the rain and the ravens. There is no semblance of respect for the remains, and the resurrectionists swear and laugh as the coffin comes up in pieces and the skeleton breaks in half. Such scenes are barbarous, and, were it not within the jurisdiction of the prejudices of civilization to respect the dead, some degree of care for the sensibilities of the quick would suggest better treatment of the remains of those who have gone before." In the Building the Gold Coast section, within the Catholic Cemetery section of the Hidden Truths website, I have presented more information about the development of this area. In January 1882, the Chicago Daily Tribune reported on the sale of the entire block of Lakeshore Drive from Burton Place to Schiller Street. The Catholic bishop sold the land to Potter Palmer for $90,695. The Tribune wrote this: "A concerted movement will now be made by Mr. Palmer and the other property owners to fill up all the depressions between State Street and the Lakeshore Drive and lift this property into its rightful place as the choicest kind of residence property, not surpassed by any in the city. The Archbishop and the Lincoln Park Commissioners are about finishing North Avenue from Dearborn Avenue to the Lakeshore Drive. It is the Archbishop's intention to fill up the property in his charge, grade the streets, and put everything into metropolitan condition. A point worth noting is that all the filling will be done with sand, and none of that zymotic stuff that has been so freely used in filling lots in the city will be used. The Oxford English Dictionary defines zymotic as a general epithet for infectious diseases, originally because regarded as being caused by a process analogous to fermentation." 3 days after writing about the land sale to Potter Palmer, the Tribune reported that Bishop Feehan had broken ground on his own residence on the grounds between State and Astor Streets at North Avenue. Completed in 1885, the mansion is now occupied by Cardinal Francis George. The Catholic Church continues to own the largest parcel of land within the old Catholic cemetery grounds. 9 years after Bishop Feehan moved into his new residence, the first graves from the cemetery were unexpectedly uncovered. On October 14, 1894, the Chicago Tribune wrote, "While Catholic working men, moved by feelings of reverence for remains laid in ground once consecrated, stood uncovered and aloof yesterday, science and the small boy made away with parts of several skeletons, coffin screws, and bits of metal which had been unearthed by the plow used in excavating for a cellar at number 553 Dearborn Avenue. The number of the dead whose resting places were broken into by the blade of the plowshare will be unknown until the Rush Medical College students have made a report on the bag of bones they carried away. The workmen were for a more reverent disposition of the remains that had been lying for so many years in hallowed ground, but the bones were taken away before they could make any organized opposition. When Calvary Cemetery was thrown open, it was intended to remove all the bodies, but many must have been overlooked, for they have been found in considerable numbers during recent times. When excavations were being made for the flat building just south of the place where the bodies were found yesterday, several graves were open and the contents taken out. Fairly well-preserved skeletons were found when the cellar for a residence in the same Dearborn Avenue block was dug. 5 years later, on November 26th, 1899, in a Tribune article titled, "One Man is a Corporation," the Catholic Bishop of Chicago holds $40 million of property, the newspaper wrote, "The home of the Archbishop at North Avenue and State Street is a portion of the valuable property in his hands at present. 30 years ago, the grounds that surrounded it were the site of a Catholic cemetery, and many relics of old tombstones are still found. While some repairs in the city sewerage were being made in that vicinity recently, excavations exposed row after row of the heads of coffins in a state of good preservation." Over the next 110 years, the Chicago Press reported at least 9 more unexpected findings during construction projects. Most recently, a week before I made this recording. On May 8, 2008, the Chicago Tribune reported that a day earlier, workers unexpectedly encountered bones at a construction site at 1453 North Dearborn Street. According to the article, a Chicago police spokesman said an investigation is underway. Officials said it was possible that the site where the remains were found was once a cemetery.